Time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Rob.
Mikey.
Stunning morning.
Beautiful morning. I don't, by the end of summer, I've had enough of cicadas.
Yeah, they you know, you've got to learn to work with cicadas. I think if cicadas are getting on top of you, you need to have a look at your own situation.
Well, to me, coming from England, the only time I ever heard them was when I was in Spain.
Right, of course, sure.
You don't get them, really.
But don't anyway. Get them in England? No? Okay.
Right, now this one, this week. Last week, Darren Harkness, that very clever Nosferatu geezer.
Yes.
Gave me a subject to look at. He said, you'll like this, Rob. And was he right? It's the NASCAR Mummies of Peru.
Sure.
First grabbed me to it. NASCAR is, as you might well know, the lines in Peru, which Eric von Daniken made quite famous with his book Chariot of the Gods, which are the massive geoglyphs in southern Peru, which shapes are only visible from the air. And Daniken surmised that they were landing strips for ancient aliens. That's what actually got me into it. You know what I'm like with ancient aliens.
So yeah, I know a few people have flown over those, and they said they're quite amazing.
Yeah.
Quite amazing.
Reckon I've read so much these last couple of days. My eyes were bleeding yesterday afternoon. I had to stop to watch Emmerdale, and I just kept wiping my eyes for hours.
For blood.
Blood. Anyway, since then, lots of claims have been made about the area, and Peruvian scientists are furious at a new permutation of the ancient alien theory. There's a web series named Unearthing Nazca, which purports to depict the investigation. Oh, that's run by Gaia.
Gaia, the it's a sort of a YouTube.
Yes. Mother Earth, apparently it means.
Yeah, it's there.
I researched that this morning.
A new age channel on YouTube. Yeah.
Anyway, they do this thing, right. Someone found some pre-Columbian and humanoid mummies. Now, I got so confused over the last couple of days because I've read so many different stories about this, and everyone is different, but this is my sort of spin on it, right?
Okay.
Now, grave robbers in Peru discovered 20 mummified bodies in a cave system in Nazca. And when they, this is a bit, I'll put this in, I don't believe this. When they discovered them, they reckon they saw two live biological beings about 2 metres in size, but they escaped. That was lucky, wasn't it?
Oh.
Because that would have sorted out a lot of things. Just like, I've seen a couple of, like, alien-looking thief people. I just won't bother looking for them.
Yeah, I've been watching Stranger Things, like, the last couple of days, so I'm happy. Okay. I can follow.
Anyway, all the mummies were about 2 foot high. And some were missing their heads, and some of them were found in surrounding cave systems, right? Right, now...
The heads were, or the other,
yeah,
other
the
mummies?
Were, right. The heads were. Now, Unearthing Nazca has been viewed over 2.5 million times on YouTube alone. You can watch it on lots of other different things. And the first episode, it starts with what seems to be a typical seated Peruvian mummy with its arms wrapped around its knees. I don't know whether you've seen those.
Those are South American style, yep.
Its head is elongated like those of other pre-Columbian mummies whose societies artificially shape their children's crania to achieve ideals of beauty. They thought that was quite a beautiful looking thing. Now that made me think, why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Why would you have an elongated skull? Why would you try and squeeze your child's skull? Shoehorn it into some place.
It's like a little bit like Stewie from Family Guy, only the other way around.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where the resemblance ended. A Hans Zimmer-esque score throbs, and Russian Dr. Konstantin Korotov, director of the St. Petersburg Research Institute of Physical Culture and an expert in bioelectrophy, who claims, this is where it all falls over, he claims to have a photograph of a soul leaving a dying person's body.
Yeah.
I looked into him, and there's a whole episode of Would You Adam and Eve It right there with him. He is bonkers. I've seen the photos of it, and they just, it's like, you know, like it's like a movie effect, this soul leaving a dying person's body.
Just leaving. Just.
And although he's got all these other photos, and he said, oh, this is what's happening with the soul. And someone goes, no, actually, I've seen them before. That's someone that's just come out of a sauna, and they've stood in front of one of those cameras.
I've come out of a sauna before and felt like my soul is gone.
Yeah. Anyway,
part of the reason you have a sauna.
Anyway, this bloke who's got photographs of souls leaving declares that this mummy is one of the most important discoveries of the 21st century. Right, and the camera orbits the mummy, revealing it has only three long fingers on each hand.
Thringers?
Fingers.
Thringers.
Now, I thought to myself straight away, no thumbs.
Out to.
You tried doing a washing up. And not use your thumbs.
There may have been people of high standing in the community where they didn't do any washing up.
Okay. And only three toes. And they got no noses or ears and large, heavy-lidded eyes. And then camera pans back and you've got a series of vest-wearing and white-coated so-called experts. They claim that the X-ray, CT scans and DNA tests and carbon-14 tests of the mummy's flesh is not humanoid and it's a new organic creature.
Then, if you so they're saying it's an alien creature.
They don't actually use the A word. Right. They don't say it, but they said, you know, if you want to watch
neither
any
do you,
more,
by the sound of it.
If you want to watch any more of this investigation, you've got to pay for it.
Yeah, see you later.
So anyway, loads of other people have got behind this now, mainly the Sun newspaper from the UK. Now, if you know anything about the Sun, absolute bollocks paper, rubbish.
Sorry about that.
So, you know, this is where it gets really complicated again. I've read one article when DNA samples were found, they sent to analysis, the remains were 100% human from a place in Canada. I actually forgot to write the name of the place down before I deleted it off my phone. But the carbon dated on the bodies claimed, and everybody's saying this, they're between 245 and 410 AD. Now, straight away, that would be wrong for an alien anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Well, how come?
Well, a lot of these ley lines of that are a lot older than that, unless the aliens supposedly have been here that long.
Right.
That's a red flag for me. Anyway, the organised...
That's a red flag for you.
Well, all of it's a red flag for me. At this stage, I was getting annoyed because I believe in ancient aliens, and I'm thinking, what are you doing here, people?
You're wasting my time, basically,
anyway,
is what you're saying.
Organisers of the... This would have been... I want to go at this Congress. The 9th Annual World Congress of Mummy Studies... which took place in Lima, Peru last August. They're not happy about all this. They reckon there's archaeological crimes have been committed. Under the heading The Fraud of Extraterrestrial Mummies, they conclude real human mummified remains have been rearranged to create bogus alien-looking creatures.
No.
It's terrible. But in the other camp, ufologist Jamie Massau made the sensational announcement about the mummies at the Ufologist World Congress in Montserrat, Spain, and they said 30% of the DNA is similar to humans, but 70% isn't. They're not human by nature. And
who said that?
This Jamie Massau, who's a ufologist.
A ufologist.
At the same thing, biologist Ricardo Rangel. Of the four samples we studied, between 19 to 30% are similar to the human genome. Although we have been identified, we are comparing with animals like primates, crocodiles and sea turtles to see if there's any similarity.
Where's he from?
I don't know. Looney bin. He's from South America somewhere.
Magnus Bimro or something.
Why would you want to compare it to a crocodile and a sea turtle?
Why not?
Okay. But primates, and they haven't found anything. What a surprise.
Yeah. All right.
This is a fantastic story, but it's bullshit.
All right. Thank you very much. So that's that. Nazca mummies are...
Look into it. It's really, really interesting.
The lines are really interesting. The Nazca lines are really fascinating. Yeah. But yeah.
Eric von Daniken turned me on to ancient aliens and that. But then,
you were just flapping about looking for something to grab onto.
My parents allowed me to choose whether I thought religion was right, and it very quickly I knew that was rubbish.
Well, there's just as much there to
so,
chicory pokery there, isn't there?
Yeah, anyway. Happy
okay, well, that's
day.
Well, there we go. So that's that out of the way. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.